You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunt with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show, and we're talking about the importance of building relationships in business. And we're chatting about this a little bit before the show, Dave. I am aware of, actually this applies in a number of different situations, but one specifically comes to mind where a female business owner is actually really good at building relationships, and we all agree that's a really, really important thing to do. But at some point, you have to be able to put some kind of value, some muster behind this, because if you develop a relationship and a good relationship with a client or prospects in your organization, there has to be something more to that. There has to be a reason why they maintain the relationship in the long run. So I 100% agree that building relationships is a big piece of being successful in business, but there has to be more beyond that. Let's talk about that a little bit.
No, absolutely. I mean, you got to start with having good, positive, strong, long-time relationships, whether it's with your customers, whether it's with your team members, whether it's with, you know, other business owners, other, you know, strategic alliances, to build your business. You have to build relationships, okay?
Sure.
It's where it has to start, but then you absolutely have to have a process and system in place to manage those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you just look at your customers, for example, and all of the people that you did business with in 2013, or that you didn't do business with in 2013, but you did in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The ones that were, you know, maybe regular customers, had been around for a while and they just went away.
Mm-hmm.
Happens all the time. You know, well, you know, I haven't, so and so hasn't come in for a while. Oh, this one has, you know, I haven't heard from this one. You have that happen.
Sure.
Okay. So why does that happen? 65% of the time, that happens for one reason and one reason only: perceived indifference.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think you care.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can build up an amazing, wonderful relationship with people, right? And these people will be coming for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. But then somewhere along the line, what happens is you stop sending, you know, regular email. You stop being as excited to see them when they come in. You stop whatever it is, or they notice that, you know, the last time they were in, somebody else got this and mm-hmm. they didn't. Or you do the, you know, if you look at like the cable companies or DirecTV and Dish Network are big on it.
Mm-hmm.
How do they treat current customers? You've been a current customer for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even use the phone companies. How do they treat you?
Actually, not that way. When you talk about somebody taking you for granted, often that's exactly the way you feel.
Right. They treat you really special. They give you a great deal
mm-hmm.
to come on board.
Mm-hmm.
I was a member of it was either Dish Network or DirecTV, one of them, for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having problems with my receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to upgrade to the new Genie that had come out. And
mm-hmm.
they were offering that free upgrade to any new customer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I was trying to upgrade to the Genie, I was having problems with my receiver. I'd call. I said, I'm having some issues. I said, yep, looks like your receiver is old and out of date. You're going to need a new one. Well, I'd like to upgrade to the Genie. It doesn't look like you qualify.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a customer of yours for 5 years. Somebody that's never been a customer qualifies for the Genie, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having this discussion with this person. Yep, sorry, you don't qualify. So this is the best that we can do. Well, I wanted to fix my TV situation. So I said, okay, fine. And then I started exploring my other options.
And you found out you qualified for something else with somebody else.
Somebody else gave me an offer that was, oh, here, we'll reduce you. We'll cut your rate in half.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we'll do. So I okay. So I switched,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I get somebody, I call DirecTV to cancel. And they're like, oh, well, if we offered you the new Genie, would you stay? Well, if you'd have done that when I was asking 9 months ago,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I might have stayed. But why did it have to take me leaving for you to do that? Why did it have to take me leaving for you to treat me like you're treating everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. That's what, when they see that perceived indifference. Well, you don't care about me anymore. You only care about new people. You didn't care about me as long as I was paying my bill. You only care about new people. If you've got a one of your really good customers, people that you love, and if you call them up and they're going, yeah, what's up? Did I forget to pay my bill or something? And they're wondering why the heck you're calling. Mm-hmm. You've got a problem because they aren't used to contact from you. They don't think you really care about them. At some point, somebody else is going to convince them that they care more.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So it's about relationships and continuing to manage those relationships. And when you look at a customer acquisition cost, what does it cost you to get a customer? It costs you to get that customer. What's your lifetime value of that customer? Well, say it costs you $50 to get a customer. Okay. And that lifetime value of that customer is 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you want to look at it from the viewpoint then of, okay, it cost me $50 to get a customer for 2 years. So what is it going to cost me to get that customer to be a customer for 3, 4, 5 years?
A long-term client.
Right. Because I want them to be a customer for more than 2 years. Maybe you have to reinvest that $50 every 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you were describing the situation with your dish provider, I was having a little deja vu moment watching the Super Bowl commercial that T-Mobile put out about how contracts suck.
Yep.
And if you don't like your contract, ditch your company, come see us.
Yep.
Which was really funny to both my wife and I because we ditched T-Mobile 6 months ago because they refused to allow us
yep.
out of this ridiculous contract they had.
Yep.
And every single month, you know, our bill would go to $150 a month, which is where it was supposed to be at. And every single month over like a 3 or 4 month period would creep up to where it was $200, $210 a month.
Yep.
We'd have to call and complain. Oops, sorry, reduce it back. And this happened every 3 or 4 months like clockwork. And we couldn't get them to stop
yep.
playing this game with us. So eventually we just cut them off. And it was hilarious watching this ad and going, if you got a contract, ditch it. And we're going, that's exactly what we did with you.
It's amazing how often businesses treat their regular customers like they're a pain in the ass and they're always trying to look for new ones. If you really treat your regular customers right, you don't have to look for new ones.
Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show talking about building relationships in business. We'll be back in a moment to talk about how you add some muscle behind this relationship. Again, Kevin Hunter and Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.